You're listening to 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. The fight to undo a nuclear power plant bailout law continues at the State House. The Senate has advanced a bill to repeal the legislation that's at the center of an alleged $60 million bribery scheme. But the House opted instead to create a committee to consider its repeal. Kathy Ann Kowalski reports for Eye on Ohio, an investigative journalism collaborative, and she joins us now. Her most recent work looks at what's at stake if HB6 stays standing. Thank you so much for joining us, Kathy.
You're welcome. Glad to be here.
So looking at the impacts of this, first and foremost, our utility bills would go up, right?
Yes. The net effect when you look at utility spending for electricity would be about $7 higher. And that's based on an analysis that the Ohio Environmental Council did with reports they had previously worked on with other nonprofit groups, as well as utilities' own reports filed with the Public Utility Commission.
When we talk about HB6, the nuclear power plant bailout portion of it gets a lot of attention, understandably, but this also impacted our clean energy standards. So what will happen there if HB6 continues to be in effect and isn't replaced or repealed?
Consumers won't get a big chunk of the savings they were realizing as a result of the energy efficiency standards. And there will be some impacts on jobs and economic opportunities for Ohio because companies will view the state as being more hostile to renewable energy and energy efficiency than it would if the standards continued.
On the flip side, though, First Energy and Energy Harbor have said that no bailout would mean plant closures and job losses. What are the other economic considerations here?
The other economic considerations there are that the communities with those nuclear power plants would continue with the bill to get some money going into them for the next 6 or 7 years. Advocates have pointed out, however, that after that time, they would be in no different position than they were last year or than they are now with the future of House Bill 6 in doubt. Some advocates have suggested that the amounts of money involved in the subsidies should perhaps just be invested directly in the communities to let them attract other jobs or provide other training for workers who might find themselves displaced.
There are a lot of unknowns here, not just if and when HB6 might be repealed, but what it would be replaced with, if it would function the same way. As you look forward, what are you paying attention to?
I am looking first and foremost on whether this repeal effort is going to move and wind up before voters start sending in mail-out ballots on October 6th. Beyond that, it's also going to be interesting to see whether this legislature passes any of the same provisions in a replacement bill before the end of the year. One issue that is still hanging out there is that a number of lawmakers in the House right now did get campaign contributions from funds that appear to have been tied up or have flowed through the entities involved in the alleged conspiracy.
Kathy Ann Kowalski, thank you so much for taking the time today.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for having me.